It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. In Baghdad today, there was an attack on the highway leading to the city's international airport. A bus carrying workers was ambushed. As many as 15 people were killed. That airport road travels through some of the most dangerous neighborhoods in Sunni-controlled western Baghdad. Increased security patrols by U.S. and Iraqi troops had reduced the number of attacks. Now the worsening insurgency in Iraq is again making the journey to the airport difficult and dangerous.
Now, this is the week that President Bush is announcing changes in Iraq. He's planning a speech for Wednesday, and his proposals are expected to include an increase or surge in the number of U.S. ground forces. Advance word of that plan has already prompted Democrats in Congress to warn that they will not automatically approve the funding. NPR's Guy Raz reports.
This is the week for a presidential drumroll. Mr. Bush is set to announce a plan that could mark a turning point in Iraq.
One thing is for certain, I will want to make sure that the mission is clear and specific and can be accomplished.
Pay attention to the president's focus on mission. Senior military officers who've been reluctant to back a troop surge are asking for a well-defined mission. And the president promised to
outline a strategy that will help the Iraqis achieve the objective of a country that can govern, sustain, and defend itself.
Now, according to people familiar with recent discussions at the White House, the military mission in Iraq is set to change. Up till now, it's been about helping the Iraqis take the lead in running the country. The term the White House uses is transition. But in the coming weeks, transition will be put on ice, at least temporarily. And the main mission of U.S. military forces in Iraq will be to secure the population, basically to stop the bloodshed. To do that, the president will order an increase in the size of U.S. ground troops in Iraq by at least 4 brigades, or 15,000 troops. And he's going to face something he hasn't faced in his 6 years in office: real opposition. Here's the new House Speaker, Nancy Pelosi, speaking on CBS Sunday.
If the president wants to add to this mission, he is going to have to justify it.
And to justify it, the president will have to rely on his allies in Congress, like Republican Senator Lindsey Graham. Graham argues that more U.S. forces will create conditions that could give the Iraqi government some breathing room to, well, to govern.
A surge of troops is a result of the current strategy not working, and it by itself will not lead to a successful outcome. But a precondition to political stability and economic recovery is security.
The word surge is actually misleading. Don't expect 20,000 fresh troops to be flown into Iraq. That's not how it'll happen. Basically, brigades that are in Iraq now will be extended, and the ones scheduled to depart for Iraq will go earlier. So as Delaware Senator Joe Biden pointed out on NBC yesterday, when the president orders a surge, it'll have ripple effects on every brigade currently in Iraq.
Because every 2 months he's going to have to reconsider this. Every 2 months. It's not just surging once and that's it. He's not surging for a year. Every 2 months he's going to have to decide, do I continue to extend the tours of duties of those who are there? Do I bring more people in?
Right now, there are about 135,000 U.S. ground troops in Iraq. The idea behind the president's expected change is to stabilize the number of forces at around 150,000 for a period of about 12 to 18 months. And it's something that makes a lot of current and former military officers uncomfortable, including retired Colonel Paul Hughes, who was once an advisor to and then a critic of the U.S. civilian authority in Iraq.
The question I always ask is, what does victory look like? To simply say that it's an Iraqi government that can govern itself, sustain itself, and defend itself, that leaves a lot of details to be discussed.
Details that Congress, the military, and the nation will almost certainly ask for. Guy Raz, NPR News, Washington.
You can explore the backgrounds of the top intelligence, diplomatic, and military officials who will make up President Bush's new Iraq team at npr.org.